Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Indeed we are. And I promise you the background music won't stay up as long as it did the last time I let off. Welcome in. 3 o'clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Sello.
I got everybody stacked against me all of a sudden. Let me get my camera turned around.
What you got? Who's stacked against you now?
Yeah, my guy Ben Pearson from the Aztec Media Relations.
Oh, he's on your head?
Yeah, you know, Ben's my all-time guy, and he always supports me, except this time. He said, first of all, he listened to the interview with Bailey, and he said he loved it, etc. Fun stuff. He then sent a text that said, I agree with Scraby.
Yeah! Give it up. He said you were a ratatouille, basically.
I was out of pocket. He said it was a funny story, but he thinks I might have been out of pocket telling it.
Scraby gets one up on you there, buddy.
Hold on. Let me just...
Feel like, what was that right there? You shaking your hair?
Shaking my hair up a little bit because I felt good.
I think you're giving Ben Pearson too much power right now.
I will always take any help I can get.
Yeah, that's true.
He has never backed down from
that. He doesn't get much help.
Oh, my goodness.
So.
Look at Sharon Moore right now.
I don't
TV.
Want to look at him right now.
He
man.
Is sitting in a small room in a white, jumpsuit.
Yes, yeah. There you go, dog. It's just the orange.
He doesn't look like he just was coaching Michigan 3 days ago.
According to TMZ, he's been on self-harm watch as well, along with everything else. So
all of that situation is really sad.
It's really been an ugly situation.
Yeah. I hadn't seen that yet. That shocked me.
You hadn't seen that?
I hadn't seen that footage.
Yeah. Man, you can't really be mad at anybody but yourself, dog.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
just a shocking thing to see.
Man, life, as he knows
you
it.
You have to use your brain. It's just
it's over.
You do have to use your brain. I see what you're doing.
You know what I'm saying?
Tony.
Just your brain. Yeah. That's it. We got a Daily Gamut to get to. The brain, as I said.
Oh, okay. Oh, my goodness.
As I said, we got some Daily Gambit to get into. So let's do that.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwynn and Chris go through the top bets of the day in the Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwynn and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. We're going to start with some of the bets we made yesterday. And we started with the Thursday night football game. Now, I didn't get to watch any of this last night. I was taking a cooking class, and so...
I think we need
excuse
to,
me?
I think we need, we need to,
you waited until an hour into the show to tell us? You
Tony took a just fell on the floor.
No. You took a cooking class last
yeah,
night?
Yeah, we're going to have to. There's no Daily Gambit today.
Wait, yes.
Yeah, that's it.
By the way,
the Gambit's done.
I know how to cook.
I'm not saying you don't, but
we're pretty shocked to hear this.
This is news to us. You should have led with this.
No. It was
especially considering we had nothing to talk about the very first segment.
It actually just came to me because I was like, oh yeah, you know what? I didn't even watch the game last night. Oh yeah, I was at a cooking class.
So what kind of cooking class did you take?
Well, it's my other job, Voice of San Diego. It was their kind of holiday thing. They wanted to because this place, Kitchens for Good. They help train people who are trying to get out of being homeless, giving second chances to people who get out of incarceration.
Right.
And so they train them to be chefs. And so to help pay for that program, they have a cooking class. And so we made pad thai last night.
I got to say, dude.
What is it called?
Pad thai.
Pad thai? That might be the American pronunciation. I've never heard pad thai before.
I don't... Jocelyn maybe can help because she's the one who always has these words.
It's not pad thai.
What is it?
I don't know.
Pad thai?
Pa.
Pa?
Yeah, it's not pad.
Oh, you're
might
so
be spelled
worldly.
P-A-D, but it's not pad.
You're so worldly. You've never even been to Thailand.
Well, maybe Ben Pearson will agree with you that it's pad thai, but I don't think so.
Now Chris is up in his feelings, I think.
You made pot tie or pad tie last night? I'm impressed.
Yes. Ed McKee says, LO flexing on pronunciation is wild. Jocelyn.
Well, who should be the pronunciation expert on this show?
Not any of the three of us.
It damn sure shouldn't be me. I know that for a fact.
But I really enjoyed making it.
Did you taste your own work?
Yeah. You ate your own dinner. It was good. The only thing I did not like is I'm not a big fan of like lemongrass soup. And we made a lemongrass soup, and I'm not a big fan of that.
Are you gonna add pad thai or pad thai to your like repertoire of your dishes?
Sure. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. I have the recipe.
Will you remember it?
Yeah, well, I have the recipe. They gave me the recipe, and so I have it on a piece of paper. I could redo it.
You have an interesting life, man. You just randomly pop into a cooking class.
I would have never done it if they didn't set it up. I would have never done it if they didn't set it up.
Tonight he's going to practice playing the flute.
What am I, at band camp?
No, you're a worldly guy all of a sudden.
So are you, Mr. Pad Thai?
Cooking class?
I'm sorry, go ahead. We digress.
Since when did you miss a football game for anything, by the way?
I've never
heard
of that.
That's kind of stunning.
It is kind of stunning.
You won't even tape a game. You have to watch them all live.
No, I was thinking, you know, we're here. I don't know if I'm going to have time, so I'm just going to say I can't go. But then I thought... You are always the guy who says, I'm not going. And
good
so I thought,
you,
I'm going to go. I'm going to go. So there
just
you go.
Get you an experience.
Yeah, I will cook you guys some pad thai one day.
Does it have any spice?
We didn't put enough spice in it. I need to put more.
You
know I needed to put more. They kept warning us about how spicy it would be, and it wasn't spicy at all.
You got a little gun shy.
Yeah.
I bet.
All right. Anyway.
Interesting to be gun shy from a guy who can eat. A 10 in Thai food.
Well, I wasn't gun shy. I just didn't know how hot the pepper was. They said it was like gonna like melt my face off, and it didn't even register. Tampa Bay -5.5 at Atlanta last night. All three of us said Tampa Bay. All three of us were wrong. Atlanta won 29-28.
See, this is why Coach Bowles was pissed off. He knew. They should have won.
They definitely
should have
won.
Just as we should have.
They definitely. And I don't even still know if that Kyle Pitts catch that I just saw as a highlight is actually a touchdown.
They looked at it for a while.
All right. Do you guys agree with the call?
I didn't see
looked
it.
Like his butt landed just inside the line.
All right.
So I give it over.
Fair enough. Next one was who had more passing yards, Baker Mayfield or Kirk Cousins? Baker Mayfield was a -15 on the spread. We all went Baker. We were all wrong once again. Baker at 277 minus that 15 is 262. Kirk Cousins had 373 yards passing last
night.
Didn't
need to help.
No.
Baker Mayfield gets almost every pass batted down at the line of scrimmage
now.
Yeah,
he does.
It's unbelievable.
He's going to have... He's
got to
like
go to the Drew Brees throw.
He seems like he has been stubborn about arm angles.
Yeah.
And maybe that's because he's not comfortable with it, but...
He's going to have to do something because he gets his ball batted down
way too much.
A lot.
Yeah.
All right, next one. I think this was a rushing plus receiving total for Bijan Robinson.
Yeah.
Over, under 116.5. We all went over. We're all correct. He had 93 rushing yards, 82 receiving yards, 175 total yards. Houston, we're going to the NBA now. Houston, -9 on the spread over the Clippers. I don't know who you guys said. I forgot. But I said the Clippers, and I was wrong because, or I was right, because Houston won 115-113. I don't remember what you guys said.
I probably would not have picked the Clippers.
So. I did, but neither here nor there.
Okay, so Tony got it wrong because he picked Houston. Avalanche, -1.5 on the puck line against the Panthers last night. Chris went Panthers, Tony and I went Avs. The Avs took care of business, 6-2.
Ooh, the defending champs are hurting.
And Chris, who had more threes, Pritchard or Derek
White? Pritchard 3, White 2.
All right, so we all lost.
We all took Derek White.
I haven't won a bet yet, I don't think.
I think you got one. Let me see. You had the over on Bijan Robinson.
Okay.
All right, let's see how we do today. Navy 6.5 over Army tomorrow. Frank is at the game. Our guy Frank.
What do you think Frank's doing by himself in Baltimore?
What most people would do by themselves in any city. Probably relaxing, eat, scrolling Instagram, and having
out
some
there
food.
Yeah. Get fresh.
I've been to Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Why don't you start this one, Scrabby? You're a good Army-Navy guy.
I've never missed a game.
Never heard the game called the Navy-Army game, by the way, in all my time.
That's true. I've
it's never always the Army-Navy.
Somebody would be pissed off about that. I can just feel it.
I know, but it's just never called that. It's always Army-Navy.
Yes, you're right. Navy's a 6.5-point favorite?
Correct. Who do you like?
I think Navy was really good this year.
They had a better year than Army did.
I'm going to go Navy.
Navy? I think you always take the points in this game.
So you're going to go Army?
I'll go Army. Tony?
Navy.
Navy. Washington, -10. Boise State. It's the beginning of bowl season tomorrow. The L.A. Bowl.
Last time I heard.
I imagine you could go to the game. It's SoFi, probably. I'm going to take Washington because I have to root against Boise. Tony.
Me too.
All right. Scrape. Going potato heads.
Sorry, I was reading a text.
Washington -10, Boise State.
Boise.
Yeah, I'll go with Boise.
Boise State, he says. Basketball tonight. Dan Hurley, 13.5, UConn over Texas. Texas is off to a bit of a slower start. Dan Hurley is a freak. If you happen to watch this game tonight, just watch him on the sidelines for a couple of minutes. It'll wear you out watching him coach.
Oh, I've watched it.
It's crazy.
He is a very skinny man. It's because he burns a lot of calories. Dan Hurley.
Oh, my God. Tony, who you want? You want Hurley or are you going taking the points with Texas? Yeah, Shaka. I don't happen to Shaka.
What's the points?
13.5.
Give me Shaka.
Gonna give Shaka a shot.
Give Shaka a shot.
Shaka is in the SEC. I want to see what their record is. That's a pretty big spread for Texas. Horns are 7-3. Nothing wrong with that. Scraby, who do you like? UConn -13.5 over the Horns.
I'm gonna go Texas.
Yeah. I don't like Dan Hurley. I'll take him tonight though. Bulls 2.5 at the Hornets. Oh, for the glory days when the Bulls were 5-0. They're now 9-14.
It's going the other way.
Slightly. They've lost 7 in a row as they head into Charlotte tonight. Scraby. Bulls -2.5. As I said, they're quite struggling here.
I will go with the Hornets then.
I'm just going to have to hope that the Bulls can stop this streak. I'll take them. Tony?
Yeah, I'm going Bulls.
Bulls. Tomorrow night in the Cup, Thunder 8.5 over the Spurs. Seems like the easiest bet of the year. Oklahoma City always wins by more than 8. I'll take them. Tony?
Yeah.
Wemby might come back.
He
is coming back.
I'm going to take the Spurs then.
I also will take the Spurs.
Wow. Okay. At your own risk. Cunningham... 26.5 points. That's our guy Cade Cunningham for Detroit tonight against Atlanta. This is one of the most underrated superstars in the NBA, I feel. Tony. Cade Cunningham, 26 and a half.
Take the over.
Over. Scrabe.
I like this guy over.
Over, over. No way Adam Klug's Hawks are stopping him. Over. All right, fun couple of football ones. We'll start with, we'll save the best for last. We'll start with McCaffrey, 125 rushing receiving against Tennessee.
CMC, 125 rushing receiving. Scrabe,
you're first for CMC, 125. Has he ever been under that, like in the history of football?
Yes, in the history of football, he has.
God.
There could be two things that happen here.
What?
They blow out the team early, the Titans early, and then they don't use him as much. Or he runs wild early, and they don't use him as much.
Okay.
I'm going to say over just because he has been doing everything.
He's going to be over easily, I think. Tony?
Yeah, he's going to be over.
Puka in the Lion-Rams game. Puka, 20 yards over St. Brown. Surprised. I guess St. Brown's not doing as much, but I'll take him.
He's been banged up, yeah.
I'll take him plus the 20 yards, though. Tony.
Yeah, I'll take him plus the 20.
St. Brown.
Amon seems like the type of individual that would see this and it would be motivating.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody will send it to him. Although Puka gets a lot of targets. Scrabby,
he does.
Who do you want?
Minus 20, though. Yeah. I don't know. After the whole Puka Nacua locker room incident, I'm kind of out on him.
Ah. So you going St. Brown?
I'm going to go Puka.
Puka anyway. All right, I saved the best for last. This one could come off the board, but for now it's on the board. Phillip Rivers, over under 150 and a half yards. Scrabby, you are, let me see, too. Yeah, I think you're first. Scrabby, who
over under 150 and a half yards.
Now,
by
remember,
the way,
he's playing at Seattle, which is a great defense to begin with.
Oh, well.
And he hasn't played in 5 years.
There's a... There's a report on the screen saying that the Colts are praising Phillip's readiness, but they won't name him
yes,
the starter.
Yes, right. They refuse to name him as a starter. That's why I say that if he doesn't play, this would obviously come off the board.
I'm going to say...
But for now...
I'm gonna continue to live in the dream world that I think is going to happen, and I'm going to say over.
Over 150 yards.
He's like 370 yards passing.
I don't see how. Yeah, I mean, I got to go under. Seattle's too good.
Yeah,
Tony?
I'm going the same way.
Under?
I want it to be over.
I would
so
love
bad.
To see him go 300, but, man, that would be a hell of an achievement just on its own. All right, we got another minute here before we're allowed to step aside, but that's our picks for the day.
Apparently, the morning show somehow caught wind of your voice going out during the overtime episode yesterday, and I'm trying to figure out
my voice.
Yeah, your voice turned into like
Patrick
Mahomes or something.
I just had something.
When did that happen? I missed it.
I'm gonna have to find
it. Definitely came
so
up because he was
it.
Making fun of me for it. He
yeah,
called
said,
me Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, no,
it,
I don't know what happened. Maybe some spit got like lodged in there. I don't know. It definitely changed my voice, though.
I'm going to go try to pull it up for the next segment because I think it's
well, that's
hilarious.
Fun. I can't wait to listen to myself. Let's get to break. Oh, no, we got to carry this one more minute.
If you think it is easy to be on this show, understand that Tony and I have to do this show under the threat of even the smallest error. Not only being exposed by Scrabby, but made into a promo by Scrabby for all the world to hear over and over again.
Not just Scrabby, apparently, the morning show
yes,
in on this
as well.
But when
Scrabby messes up, which is more often than not, gets swept under the proverbial rug.
Mm-hmm.
What are
you notice
talking
that?
About?
You don't poke fun at yourself enough.
We poke fun.
We poke fun at you.
And that's
like
a retaliation
the promos,
for you.
The promos, you don't throw yourself under the bus. You throw us under.
Well, when the promos say Gwen and Chris, and then they're like, who's that voice?
All of a sudden you want nothing to do with the show.
I see. I am just a lowly producer on this program.
Okay, I see how that worked.
All right, let's jump away.
I always have an excuse.
You do.
Yes, you do.
Let's get to break. When we come back, Tyrone Moore. We just talked a little bit about him.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to talk some more about him.
I got to see, because some people are trying to make him a victim. Tyrone Moore.
I need to hear this.
Okay.
More Gwen and Chris on the other side.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, we were going to...
We should do our story.
Hammer Sharon Moore more than he's already been...
Completely forgot about it now that I found... Well,
but I don't know what else we need to really say. I mean, is there anything new today? I mean, he's been honestly charged officially with stalking.
Here, okay.
And breaking into the home of the... young lady that he dated. He's in jail. He's in bad shape. There has been really no defense given for any of his actions.
There is no defense.
Well, you're right, but you know they'll try to come up with something.
Well, here's where I was going with the victim thing. There's been people that are tweeting, and I'm not even going to say her name because she's not the only one. It was just the first one that I saw. But it says, Michigan had been alerted prior to Wednesday that Sharon Moore was dealing with mental health issues, yet Ward Manuel fired him alone with no HR rep and no security present, source told NBC Sports. So that's one angle.
Well, I think that is a part that could be considered.
Yeah, I don't know that that is necessarily making excuses for him. I think that's just...
They probably should have been a little more careful yes. with the actual firing. I think that's fair to say that.
But people are saying that they're saying that if he had someone there, then this never would have happened.
As far as him going after someone else, doing the crimes that he's now committing.
And they're saying that they failed him, so it's not his fault that he had the reaction he's doing. That's what I'm saying is that there's some people making victimhood.
I see where people are going, but I'm not going to go all the way there. He still created this situation for himself.
He did. And the other thing is, like, there's a weird, weird thought out there that he hired too attractive of a woman to work with him. He needs to hire less attractive women so he's not as tempted. I don't even know how you get there.
I mean, listen, temptation can come in all forms. It doesn't have to be an attractive woman. It doesn't have to be the same circumstances. We see... In particular, dudes fall to this often. It is
no attractive women can work anywhere.
Right?
Then.
That's the crazy, absurd, silly.
But that's the narrative that some people are having out there. And well, then, I'm not even going to go into the other crazy narratives.
We are in 2025. There's always going to be a narrative, spun at some point. It never fails, no matter what the situation is. So,
he's not a victim.
He's not.
It all comes back to the fact that Sharon Moore has ruined his own life. And fortunately, at least they caught him before he ruined somebody else's completely. Because it could have maybe got way worse.
Yeah.
All right, transition into this.
Go ahead. Man.
All right.
You've been dying to get
a
to
a perfect
this.
Transition.
Well, I completely forgot about what we were going to talk about because I was looking for this audio, but Bennett Woods came across our overtime video, which, by the way, is at Gwyn and Chris SD on YouTube. Mondays and Thursdays, we put out a video that doesn't have anything to do with what we talk about on the air. And yesterday, we did ours on winter meetings are over. How are we feeling with the Padres? And Tony's voice at one point gets super weird in it, and I notice it, but Ben and Woods and Paul went in on it, and here's what happened on the morning show.
My guess is it's about the Padres.
I think they were actually specifically talking about the Dodgers, how they're doing something, comparing or whatever. But
however it goes, they've had a ton of success. I don't think, though,
it takes you out of the equation. Excuse me.
What happened, Patrick Mahomes?
I don't know that it takes you out of the equation of having to spend money if you can't do it.
So this is them.
What?
What happened?
The hell was that?
Air bubble?
I think the longest air bubble of all time?
All right, one more time.
One more time.
They've had a ton of success. I don't think, though,
it takes you out of the equation. Excuse me.
It sounds like he left and someone else. It sounds to me, originally, I thought it was like, did they switch his mic to Italian Paul? Because he sounded a little bit like Frank.
Here's Paul. The last one.
I don't think, though,
it takes you out of the equation. Excuse me.
That's a different person.
It is a different person.
I'm not even hearing it, so I must have cotton in my ears.
How are you not hearing that?
I think two things, because I'm going to stand up for Tony. Number one, I think that they got wind of the fact that we played Ben's walking video. Probably are trying to, shoot back at us.
No,
and two,
no.
You better be careful because we all have our voice crack from time to time. That includes those guys.
I don't know what that was.
It takes you out of the equation.
Not even
how many times are you going to play it?
I want you to realize that there's something wrong with his voice.
It takes you out of the equation.
Not hearing it.
I cannot believe you can't hear that. It's like a completely different human being. It's like a poltergeist coming to tell me.
Wow. It takes you out of the equation.
You got to play it just before my voice changes. I don't think, though,
it takes you out of the equation. Excuse me.
That's a different person.
Wow.
I can't get over this.
Oh, wow.
Sorry.
It's not that I'm not finding it funny. I'm just not finding it.
I can't believe you can't hear that. Tony and I are like crying right now.
Yes, you are.
The Turks are all in their questions.
God.
I can't.
Sorry.
I can't. We should go to break.
Yeah, we should.
Well, don't ask me to bail you out.
Takes you out of the equation. Excuse me.
Let's go to break. The countdown is next.
3:37. See if the voice can stay strong for you guys moving forward.
My wife heard it, so yeah. And I'm getting texts from people that say, "Chris, you're an idiot," because I heard it. So I don't know
what happened there. That was it was funny to me because
probably says more about my ears than it does about your voice.
Yeah, maybe so. We have a countdown. Jim Carrey at the top of our list, ladies and gentlemen.
Funny guy.
Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey.
Where has
came
he been
on,
though? The last 10 years, did he just Sonic say that was enough? Or?
He's been doing Sonic movies. Probably not movies that are in your
okay.
wheelhouse.
He's doing more voice work.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, that's right. He's
Sonic is actually, live action.
He's live action now. Oh. He's no longer a cartoon.
I have heard many times that, how do I phrase this? Jim Carrey is a very depressed human. Individual.
He's an artist.
So what I'm saying is people say he sometimes can be a little hard to be around and he isolates.
Yeah. I mean, that's I've definitely heard, read things of that nature, but Jim Carrey came onto the scene for me.
Living Color?
And then Living Color, where the Super Bowl was really looking for, didn't have a halftime show.
Thank you, Jim Carrey, for making the NFL have a halftime.
Fire Marshal Bob, one of his best characters, I thought he did on Live a Color, one of the funniest ones. But he's gone on to do a ton of great movies. We're going to try to put five together, each of us. Before we do that, though, let's check some traffic.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It's now time for Gwen and Chris to rank their top five of the day.
Gonna grip and rip as usual.
But this isn't just a regular top five list.
I love it. It sounds sadistic, but I love it.
This is the countdown. And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
Countdown is here. Top five Jim Carrey movies. Some good ones here, for sure. He's done a lot of work. First, at least record of him in a film, 1981, I see Rubber Face. Didn't see it.
Rubber Face?
Yeah. Didn't see it. It was a 55-minute PG.
Scraby saw it. It was a great film.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, 1981. First one they have on
record. How old was he for that one?
He could have been that old, right?
1981. I don't know when he was born or how old he is. But while you guys are looking up his age and all that, this hour is brought to you by Mission Fed. From first accounts to big life moments, Mission Fed can help. Saving shouldn't be stressful. Mission Fed makes it easier with great rates on savings certificates and ultra money market accounts. Grow your money the smart way. Check the latest rates and open an account at missionfed.com. Who's 19? Yeah. Membership and account criteria apply. Also, if you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine and Coronado or La Jolla for dining or takeout options. Visit spiroscuisine.com. So he was 19 in Rubber Face?
Rubber Face, yes.
I gotta check out Rubber Face. I gotta see what Rubber Face is.
Well, you'll love it.
Probably will.
Number five.
Who's going?
Tony.
Fine. I'll go first. We'll start with Dumb and Dumber. Classic flick. It has been repeated in locker rooms for, when it come out, 1994, for decades at this point.
Yeah.
The key to Dumb and Dumber was that it wasn't dumb.
It wasn't.
Like you thought, this is going to be so stupid that it's not even going to be funny. It wasn't. It was a smart movie. It's just called Dumb and Dumber.
Mockingbird part.
Mock. Yeah.
I think everybody. Want
to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
there was a bunch of those. It just had. And it was one of those movies that I felt like, for me at least, I laughed the first time. I laughed harder the second time. And I probably laughed harder the third time because there were different things that you maybe didn't pick up the first couple times that you started to pick up. So, yeah, Dumb and Dumber number five for me.
Who's next?
I'll go.
We'll go Chris. Yeah, we'll go clockwise.
I'm going.
Clockwise.
You're last.
That's fine.
It was your idea. Number five was a movie that was way ahead of its time, and it was quite good. It's The Truman Show. The Truman Show came out in 1998. Do you remember it at all? Do you know what it was about?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Okay, but understand that in 1998, there was no reality television, really.
Yeah, that's why
that movie
was
about following a guy's every move during his life, and people are like, who would do that? Well, apparently everybody now.
I know, right?
So, the Kardashians, for example, that show was still 10 years away. Wow. Big Brother had never even been on television before when The Truman Show came out. So
I was telling you that, I'm sorry, off topic, Scrapey. Mm-hmm. I was telling you, I said it was Truman. It was actually Man on the Moon. It was Andy Kaufman he was playing.
Right? Where he was in character and he wouldn't get out of character.
Right.
Truman Show number five.
I've actually never seen that movie, but I haven't heard good things about it.
Yeah.
Chris, have you seen Man on the Moon?
I don't know. I'm doing my Jim Carrey list right now. We'll see if I've seen it.
All right, I think I'm going to do one that no one else is going to do, but my number five is Fun with Dick and Jane. Have you guys ever seen that one?
Yes, I have.
With Taya Leone, they're married, but he loses his job, and so he ends up starting to rob places, and they end up just becoming robbers together, and it's pretty hilarious. I love that
movie. Would have been better had it been an original movie. It was.
Is it a
remake?
Total remake. I didn't know that. Okay. Yeah.
Came out in the 60s. Believe George Segal and Jane Fonda were Dick and Jane in the original.
Well,
but it's still a good movie, but
that changes everything.
It's not the original.
But yeah, number five.
All right.
Number four on my list is Liar Liar. Jim Carrey.
Just the elevator scene with the attractive lady is all you need, really. Mama. You don't even need to see the rest of it.
Mama.
He's trying not to react to how...
He can't lie.
Yeah, that scene there is pretty
good. It's a
good
story about a father, his son, and him not coming up short for his son quite often. And his son wishes that he could never lie again, and his wish comes true, and it makes for a very, very funny movie. By the way, Jim Carrey plays a lawyer in this movie.
Yeah, so try not lying in that role.
And he it's just hilarious.
You can find the scene I'm talking about just on YouTube, and you will laugh.
I've been liar Mama. Elevator.
Yeah.
Mama.
Yeah, you'll laugh. Number four for me is also Dumb and Dumber for the reasons I gave earlier. That it's not a dumb movie. That's what I love about it. The other thing is my brother-in-law, you guys know, does the sound on movies.
Yes.
He worked on Dumb and Dumber. The scene where Jeff Daniels uses the restroom and the door is closed and all you hear is
him in there. It's one of my favorite scenes.
Yeah, well, my brother-in-law had a lot to do with the sounds that you hear.
Whoa!
And my brother-in-law said that scene was 10 minutes longer. And it was still funnier.
Longer?
And it was still funny, but they decided they had to cut it down. Maybe not 10 minutes, but you know what I mean? It was longer than what they showed on the film.
Can you ask him, please, what they used for those sounds?
Be happy to.
It can't be the real thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it was a funny scene.
That is a great scene.
Yeah.
All right, my number four is Bruce Almighty. Love Bruce Almighty. I still say one thing from that movie all the time, and it's how I remember to spell the word beautiful. Beautiful. Anyway,
that was the one. That was where Buffalo was a star of the movie.
Yeah, when he was at Niagara Falls.
Maybe the only movie that's ever been set in Buffalo.
Number three.
Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls, is number three.
Number two movie in that
that's right.
Series.
This is fresh off of... Yeah. He had a crazy run. He had... Well, I can't get into what he had because it's going to be on my list.
Right, don't give them all away.
But he was on a hot run in this like two-year span here. This was kind of the end of that two-year span. One of my favorite parts in that movie is when he coming out of the rhino. Kind of hot in these rhino. One of my favorite parts of the movie.
It's one of the craziest things ever.
Chris, your turn.
Number three for me was his brilliant, although not rewarded for anything, a brilliant performance as the Grinch who stole Christmas.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't know how you could watch that original, which was, you know, what, a dark drawing, a cartoon, and imagine that any living person
could play it,
could be the Grinch.
Right.
But with the makeup, of course, but he was the Grinch. He killed it.
Yeah, he did.
It was incredible that he could do it. And, you know, showed remarkable ability. And then the Grinch just in general, isn't that all pretty much everybody's kind of favorite Christmas story?
I think so.
Or one of them.
Yeah.
So I just thought it was great. And, you know, his relationship with Max, the dog, who in the original is hilarious too. But yeah, just being able to be the Grinch, number three.
Yeah, he was perfect at the Grinch. This one, I think it's hit or miss with people, but I think Me, Myself, and Irene is absolutely hilarious.
Some honorable mention.
Honorable mention. Okay, good. Because this movie, like, It's a Farrelly brother. Is that what their name is?
The Farrelly brothers.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those movies. But he has three sons, and they're all black, and he's obviously white. And they don't really ever explain what's going on there. The rest of the movie is pretty funny, too. So
he's always fun.
Split personalities.
Yeah, split personality. Yeah, it's just a perfect Jim Carrey character.
Good vehicle.
Right up his alley.
Good vehicle for him.
Number two.
Smokey.
Yeah.
I remember going to see this in the theater, and I don't know even though I understood it in 1994, but I love that movie. It was, was it Cameron Diaz's first?
Yep. It was one of the first,
role.
Yeah.
I had to watch it a couple times before I really started to appreciate it, but I like The Mask. Number two.
I thought that's what, that didn't put him on the scene, but that it was a big part of his career arc. Number two is Man on the Moon. You guys already said you haven't seen it. Interesting note about Jim Carrey. He's never even been nominated for an Academy Award, although he's won the Golden Globe twice for comedy acting. And this movie, he won it. They put it in the musical comedy category, but it's not a comedy. It is because Andy Kaufman, the person, was a comedic talent. But Andy Kaufman's life, you guys weren't around for him. His life was the strangest, craziest, couldn't be real life, except it was real. Like, that's what Andy Kaufman was, and he brings this to life. It's incredible the job he does in this movie. He deserved the Golden Globe. He deserved to be nominated for an Academy Award. But I suggest you see this and learn about one of the strangest human beings ever to live, and that being Andy Kaufman, who Jim Carrey plays in this movie.
All right.
You won't believe the stuff has actually happened. Guy was really out there.
Do you guys want to hear something crazy? He's 63.
Jim Carrey?
Yeah, wow. 1962 is when he was born. Mm-hmm. That's shocking.
All right.
Oh, it's me, right?
Yes. Yep.
We've already talked about Mama, Liar, Liar. I could say that 10 more times during the show. Liar, Liar.
If this wasn't such a family show, I would ask you to put the video up just so everybody can see it. Because it is that funny. But it might be too much of a family show for that. Yeah.
Number one.
Let me hit it.
Yes.
This can't be an argument, is there?
This is Ace Ventura, the first.
It's got to be. Scraby, no? Well, I'm with you, Tony.
Wow.
So. Scraby's no. Okay.
I appreciate the rhino scene, but for some reason, I did not like the Ace Ventura movies. Although, Laces Out, the first one is better than the second one.
The first one is the best. The first one's an unbelievable movie in every way. But
I'm not saying it's bad.
It's interesting. He doesn't. That's why we all do a list.
Yeah, no, this was. I probably watched this movie close to 1,000 times.
I could watch it right now and have no problem.
Zero.
Is that the one where he says, do not go in there?
That in and itself is worth it. You don't even need to see the rest of the movie if you see that scene.
Yeah, we used to say that as kids in our family.
Everybody says that. I say it to my wife now.
There's so many lines years later in there that still people use to this day. So Ace Ventura number one.
Yeah, let me make that clear. I'm not an Ace Ventura hater. It's just not in my top five.
Okay, it's all good.
It's not, but yeah, Ace Ventura is unbelievable, I think. All right, Scrape. For the number one for you is?
Oh, my number one is, Tony already mentioned it, The Mask. I was 11 or 12, and The Mask was like kind
you
of
were
adult.
Not 11 or 12, because I was
When did that movie come out?
1994.
You were like so nine. I was nine.
Yeah.
But that was like a first kind of adult-ish movie I was watching, and just Cameron Diaz was like, wow.
Smokey!
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Thank you. And all the other things that happened in that, but... Definitely. The Mask. Great movie.
Plus, I mean, Ace Ventura, Pet Detective has to go. I'm not, again, your movie is your
fine.
Choice.
That's no, why you,
we, no, but that's why we do this. The reason also, I mean, everybody know, but Ace Ventura, the Dolphins are in the Super Bowl.
It's the only time they've ever been there. Yes.
Since, you know, way back when.
The whole premise of the movie is that someone stole the Dolphin.
Stole the Dolphin.
One of
yeah,
my other favorite parts is the double pane glass. That's one of my favorite parts.
I like that also. When he, that's how he figures out the crime.
The crime, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
It was a good movie, too, on top of that. Like, how he came to figure out the crime. Like, it was... It
Ray
was,
Finkel it, laces yeah. out.
Ray Finkel, the video of Ray Finkel is actually of Uwe von Schaumann yeah, kicking against the 49ers in the 84 Super Bowl.
Really?
That's the video they use of Ray Finkel. Also, Tone Loke does a nice
That's
job in
right.
there
he was
as
in
a
there.
Fill-in guy.
Partner, wasn't it?
Very solid guy. Courtney Cox, a young actress, as the reporter or the love interest.
Yeah.
I just right. like when he drives the car and he's got his head out the window the whole time. It's just, I don't know. I really enjoyed that. I think most know, a lot of people did. Maybe you should give it another shot, Scrape. See if it moves into the top
five. You know what?
Five.
I'm going to kick Fun with Dick and Jane out, knowing it's a remake, and I'm putting Ace Ventura in.
Fair enough. Should be in there. Belongs in your top five.
I mean, I've said the entire movie my entire life, so I should put it in there.
Let's get to break on the other side. 4 o'clock is coming around the corner. I'm out.
Where are
but
you
these
going?
Guys continue.
You're not out. You're idle.
Idle. Excuse me. Idle.
Yes,
idle.
We'll keep it going, though.
Soccer for
we got a big five for everybody, too.
I'll be back for that, though.
Right. Yep.
More Gwen and Chris.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.